and also give our customers a much better and easier approach to handle some of the things that they're seeing. So a lot of what we're doing is around technology, but we're also looking at the incentives on the service. What does Twitter incentivize you to do when you first open it up? And in the past, it's incented a lot of outrage. It's incented a lot of mob behavior. It's incented a lot of group harassment. And we have to look a lot deeper at some of the fundamentals of what the service is doing to make the bigger shifts. We can make a bunch of small shifts around technology, as I just described, but ultimately we have to look deeply at the dynamics in the network itself, and that's what we're doing right now.
And what's your sense? Like, what is the kind of thing that you might be able to change that would actually fundamentally shift behavior?
Well, one of the things we started the service with this concept of following an account as an example. And I don't believe that's why people actually come to Twitter. I believe Twitter is best as an interest-based network. People come with a particular interest. They have to do a ton of work to find and follow the related accounts around those interests.